VRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Place your hands on the computer. Feel the vibrations. Call us toll free at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Very funny.
Well, and kind of stealing it from somebody else.
But. Okay, I'm looking at the chat board right now.
You are? Why?
Give me a chance today, babe. Give me a chance. Okay, so MC, that when you ask at Mid-Century Modern.
Yes, I saw that.
MCM, we were wondering what that meant.
So there's still an issue.
Yeah, there's still an issue because people are not sure it's a real deal.
No, there's another issue.
What is the issue?
MCM is actually a brand name of a company that makes women's accessories. So not so sure I would recommend using it.
Okay, someone on the chat board is saying, Griff, what is the camera you use? And I happen to know the answer to that because we just bought it.
Right. It's a
Panasonic.
It's a Panasonic Lumix LX7. And I'm trying to find it on the Panasonic site. I don't want to just pick out one.
We bought it on eBay.
Yeah, of course you would. Mm-hmm. I love this camera. I love this camera. Have you started using yours yet?
No, John started messing with it, you know, reading the little booklet and doing all this stuff. But my relatives came over the weekend, so we haven't had a chance to use the camera yet, but we're excited to do it.
Yeah. So I love this camera. I've owned a lot of cameras, obviously. Most of our sellers have owned quite a few cameras in their days. And this one just, it works really well for me on a number of levels. What I love about it is the lens. So the camera itself, fantastic. But this has a Leica lens. And it is crisp and fast, like you wouldn't believe. So it's an important part of any camera. In fact, a camera is only as good as its lens. This is one of the fastest point and shoot camera lens I've seen. It's 1.4. That's pretty fast. That means you can take really sharp pictures in low light, for example. And you can use this camera not just for I take it wherever I go because it's a great all-purpose camera. I hardly ever take my DSLR anymore anywhere. It's too big.
And Griff, you said that you always get something extra with it. We did not get that, and we need to know what it is.
Extra? Little lens cap. So what I love about this, let me see if I can find one. You can find them on eBay. If you look for lens caps for the LX7, what the problem is that the LX7, the Lumix, these cameras come with a lens cap that you have to tie, you know, with a little piece of string that comes with it to the side of the camera. It's so annoying. It's so annoying to have that. There is somebody who's making, and I guess from China, these little lens caps that you screw onto. You take there's a ring that you can unscrew for adding, there's a limited number of accessories that you can add, like a hood. Well, this will screw onto the lens, and it's a lens cap that expands automatically when you turn the camera on and then collapses when the lens collapses. So it keeps your lens protected when the camera's off. It's like a little three-panel door that's triangular and opens up. It's perfect for this. And it costs less than $10, and it's definitely something you want. You've got to get it.
Now, also on the chat board, the sticker on that statue says mask. M-A-S-K, somebody enlarged it and found the word mask on that sticker.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what else we have here. Blah, blah, blah. I'm looking. I would like to make a comment regarding that discussion regarding if she should put men or women on that dress listing, but I'm not going to touch it. Apparently it was a joke of some sort.
Let's just say it's either for a woman or it's for somebody who has the woman inside of them. That, you know, they want their inner woman to come out. Mm-hmm. I don't think black dresses look very good with hairy legs.
No, they don't. No.
So if you're a man and you're going to wear
or
the dress.
Or chestal hair. You know, you got to let that those pearls just
not that
lay
there's
there
anything
properly.
Wrong with that. I'm just giving you an opinion.
Hey, listen, Griff, would you go to page 13 for me of the stuff we sent over to you?
Yeah, hold on a minute. 13.
This was an article written by Shanna Champion in
eBay
for Business blog.
Yep.
And it just makes sense. It's about Halloween costumes. You have things in your house right now that you don't think are costumes, but they are.
They are.
So you want to do this with me?
Happy to do it.
Okay, why don't you read the first paragraph?
Well, if you want to make a killing on Halloween costumes this year, it's not too late. The National Retail Federation estimates that this will be one of the biggest years on record. Shoppers in the U.S. alone will spend an estimated $2.8 billion on costumes just this year. So how can you get a piece of this massive Halloween action? Here are a few easy tips for getting in on the pie.
Well, number one is tweak your listings. Think about your inventory. If you have a large eBay store, you probably have more Halloween-related items than you think. You just need to get creative and tweak your listings, titles, descriptions, and category so they show up when costume hunters search for the item that will complete their look. And Griff, she gives an example, a taffeta wedding dress that could take a zombie bride costume to the next level.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or those
doctor scrubs that 11 months out of the year you are purchased by legitimate medical professionals.
But on Halloween, people wear the scrubs.
Yes, yeah,
and they're an easy Halloween costume. And you put stethoscope around your neck or something, and away you are to the party.
And maybe blood dripping from your hands.
Exactly. So if you sell such items, simply add the keywords Halloween and costume to your title and description, along with the magic word that will help your costume hunter find your item, such as zombie. Then make sure that your item is listed in the costumes category of your store, whether that means moving the item to it or adding an additional category.
Absolutely.
What's something else we can do?
Well, you could start a collection. I'm surprised how many people don't do this already. So if you sell, say you sell cowboy boots on eBay, then you also happen to sell cowboy-inspired shirts or maybe even Western paraphernalia. So start an eBay collection and call it something like Cowboy and Cowgirl Halloween Costumes or, you know, something like that. And this way, you'll greatly improve the odds that you'll sell more than that one item.
And I even have another idea.
What's that?
If you sell long skirts, you know the kind of skirts. I call them boho, but they've got usually got elastic around the waist and they're long skirts. Hippy dippy skirts.
Yeah.
Perfect for a gypsy costume.
That's true.
Right. So you can say gypsy dresses for a costume, you know. Just look and get creative. And you'll find some things to do like this. Offer expedited shipping.
Oh, that's an important one.
To maximize your sales potential, since Halloween's just a few short weeks away, beef up your customer service by offering expedited shipping, though. Many will buy their costume-related items well in advance of October 31st. Not a lot do. A lot of procrastinators out there. It's smart to plan for last-minute shoppers, and if you don't, run the risk of missing out on potential sales, which will make your extra efforts to drive traffic to your items for naught. And if you're really serious about cashing in on Halloween, see if your listings qualify for fast and free shipping, which can boost your sales by up to 11%. How do we qualify for fast and free shipping?
So you have to have free shipping as a domestic option, and you should be offering at least one expedited service. But even that, even if you're not offering like priority, some first-class package items still will get that designation based on the distance between you and the location of the buyer when they look at your item.
Now, she is saying that if you do this, it can boost your sales by up to 11%.
I believe that
fast and free shipping thing.
Yeah.
You're only limited by your imagination when it comes to profiting from America's fascination with playing dress up. Again, Shauna Champion wrote that in the eBay for Business blog.
And Shauna, we apologize for our ad-lib edits.
Because, you know, John wears cowboy hats for real.
Yes,
you know,
he goes
to play in a poker tournament sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
He got his cowboy hat on. So for Halloween, what do you think he goes as? Yes, right, a cowboy. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks, oh, nice costume, when he's been wearing it all year long.
I go as Dale Evans.
Do you?
She was always a hero when I was a kid.
You know, Dale.
You know what I, you know, I'm stupid. So I'm reading this and I'm not taking my own advice. You know, I've been collecting something on the side for the last 2 years.
What would that be?
Well, I've got about 10 of them now. There's a type of Ed Hardy shirt that Bill, what's his name? I'm having a brain moment. On Saturday Night Live, he's now off, for the character Stefan.
Oh, I know exactly.
So that shirt with those sleeves,
yeah.
That's a specific Ed Hardy shirt. I've been collecting them for years to sell them at Halloween, and I got busy. I still have time. I should do it when I get home tonight.
And what would you put? What kind of costume would you put?
So I would say Ed Hardy, cobra-sleeved T-shirt with a picture of it. And I would just use the word Stefan, which is not copyright. You can use the word Stefan. And in the description, I might add identical to the shirt worn by Stefan in the Saturday Night Live skits. Because he was on last week and hosted, and he did a whole long extended revisit of that. I was depressed when he left the show because I thought, oh, God, all those shirts, people are going to forget. So I should do that this weekend. I should
definitely
put them up.
And you have to put Halloween costume with it.
Halloween costume, Stefan, Ed Hardy, mm-hmm. olive green cobra print shirt, T-shirt. And I have them in all sizes.
Women,
in fact, there's one size that almost fits me.
If you sell vintage clothing and you've... What was that?
Oh, I think it was my phone.
Is that on your end? Mm. If you sell vintage clothing, certainly look through your stock.
Oh, yeah. Well,
the zombie thing is good.
I don't have zombie stuff, but I have some Western wear I should put up.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Halloween. Oh, what funny things are seen.
Because otherwise I would have forgotten completely about this if we hadn't done that segment. So that was good of you to remind me about that. This segment was brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value antiques and collectibles. 888-723-4630. Call us. Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endisha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endicia.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-724-6630. And we'd love to talk to you.
And you know, if you've got something informative or enlightening or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, apply to come be our guest on Tuesdays. We have 5 guests on our Tuesday show. Yeah. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application web form, and we'll get back to you ASAP. And we're always looking for just, you know, you don't have to be a big famous person who's written books or anything like that. We just love tips from you. If you sell on eBay and you've got some ideas that would help eBay sellers, come on down and apply to be our guest. We love that. So, Griff, the Grammy Auctions is wrapping up their top 10 auction campaign featuring 10 amazing items in 10 days. Did you hear about that?
I did, yes.
And so right now, their 10th item is item number, you ready for this?
Let me get over here.
Okay. It is item number, I'll say it again for you.
Yes,
good. 3610-6163-3249. That's 3610-6163-3249.
Eesh, doesn't he look old?
Well, don't we all?
No.
We're looking at all these people,
you know what,
who
needs?
Are our age, and they're looking old.
He needs a nice pot roast. Guy's a vegan, so he doesn't eat meat. Who doesn't love Paul McCartney?
Right.
And so, it's a, wow, this is an autographed Hofner left-handed bass with case, and it's only up to $7,500. I'll dip into my 401k and buy that one. That's
it's
fantastic.
Signed by Sir Paul.
That has to be worth something. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my watch is going off.
Is that your watch?
Yes, it's my dad.
Does that mean you're getting sales?
No, it means it's eBay alerts telling me that 4 items are ending soon. And I don't know, I must have set it up so that it does ding, ding. Sorry.
Turn it down while you're on the air.
I don't know how to shut it off. I should read the manual.
So this is the top 10 days, 10 amazing items, and they're going to just all go up there.
Oh, geez, I want to buy
this. It's a mystery because it says, can you guess which artist will be revealed next? Visit us each day as we reveal an incredible lineup of items featuring our top 10 highest fundraising artists. And join our daily contest on at eBay Twitter, starting 10-1 for clues and prizes.
Now, here's a Taylor Swift signed and framed something. Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. I want this bass.
The current bid is $7,500, and there are 27 bids on it right now.
He signed it.
And it ends in 2 days.
This is the guy that wrote Hey Jude and Penny Lane and She Loves You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all that stuff.
I want this. I want this so bad now. Why did you show this to me?
Well, all of the proceeds benefit the Music Cares Foundation through Giving Works.
That's nice, but you ruined my day.
So, and somebody should get Griff this. Somebody who has
No. Don't.
Bucks.
No. That sounds like I'm begging. And I'm not. But I might be.
Bucks. Hey, I just happened to think of something people could sell on eBay right now if they wanted to.
What?
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And remember, for several years, we did the the Bling My Bra campaign.
I do remember
here.
In fact, Bling My Bra
was started with eBay listeners.
Yeah.
eBay radio listeners.
Yes, I remember them.
And some of us bought a lot of them. So I have some, and I'm thinking just now, why don't I put those up? Why don't I list those and give all the money to my charity, which is a breast cancer charity?
Well, why don't you?
I think it's a good idea. And I'll just give 100% of it, you know, to the charity.
I think you should.
It's a good idea. So any of you who bought any of those bras, and maybe they're in a box somewhere, and you're not going to use them or put them out anywhere, why not list them on eBay?
Exactly.
Hey, Griff, we've got another listing dish to do.
Finally.
Mildred in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She couldn't stay on the line.
Oh.
Okay. She's known
a
as...
A likely excuse.
She's known as M. Butler 4.
M. Butler 4.
On eBay. And here is the item number. You ready for it right now?
I am.
It is 3313.
3313.
3751.
3751.
1731.
1731. I want this, Hoffner. I want this base.
Let's see what we have found here.
Oh, darn it.
Oh.
Oh, it's a...
Oh, it's lovely. I love Mexican art.
Okay, so this is a vintage Mexican straw art popote of elderly woman signed A. Mendoza H. 1970s. So, how would I... Let me look at this title for a minute. I think it's got the important thing, the artist's name. Why is popote in parentheses? You don't need to do that in a title. It can make that word unsearchable.
So really?
Yes. Get rid of the parentheses.
And just put...
Popote. Just put the word. It's not a sentence.
Period.
Get rid of anything that is... So, for example, I don't know... I would research this because I don't know. This is straw art.
Yes.
Is the standard straw-art? Is it straw-art? I'm sure it's not straw art, one word, because that would look weird. But one of those is the standard, and I would go with the standard, because if somebody's searching for straw art, I'm not so sure this shows up if you search for it without the hyphen. So these are things that are important.
I don't see it with a hyphen. I always just see it as
space.
Straw art.
Right,
yes,
two words.
Straw, space, art.
This is so important. In some cases, the system knows and it will return your item, but not in all cases. Your best bet when you're playing it safe with titles to make sure that you get the best chance, your item gets the best chance to be seen by eyeballs, is to not use any punctuation or symbols that aren't directly related to the item. And in this case, if I was looking for, I don't know, I want to search for this, but I don't have time right now, but I'm wondering if I search for popote, if this is going to turn up. I don't know. I don't know if it will. It might not. So don't use those parentheses. Oh, here it goes again. I'm sorry. I can't, you know, I don't know how to shut, I don't know. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I fixed it.
What was that?
I broke it.
Oh, no.
So... Yeah, I can get a new one on eBay. So I would say, let's see.
If you look up popote, which I just did,
yeah,
you're going to get. Let me see. This is a.
Is hers showing up? You can't tell, right?
Yeah.
A lot of returns.
Plant used to make brooms, broom or straw.
No, but I'm saying on eBay, popote.
Oh, on eBay.
Yes. So if I look up, there's 23 items. Let me see if her item does show up. So in this case, it works. But I still get rid of the punctuation if the only reason being is that it's taking up character spaces. You don't need it. I also would put vintage and 1970s together. So everyone has their own little quirk, the thing that drives them nuts. And the thing that drives me nuts is the use of the word vintage without the most important thing is the time or the date or the window or the something next to it that indicates when was this vintage.
Right.
Because vintage alone, and I know this starts a huge argument, but vintage alone means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. You have to say vintage and then a time period. So vintage 1970s, that works. But you get 1970s at the end. I don't know what's more important, whether this is popote, whether it's Mexican straw art. So I'm not going to, I think your order of words otherwise is fine. But apparently you do have, it is showing up if I search for Popote, if that's important, there you go. So enough of the title. What do I know what I'm talking about? I don't know.
I like the pictures. What do you think? You're the expert.
Well, I think it's very well done. It's not for me, but it's very well done. And it's honest, and I'd want to do a little research if I didn't know, but apparently a collector will know. And then I'd want to know more about the artist. I'm sure I could find out more. This looks like a nice signature.
And it's always fun for people who collect Mexican art. I have a little bit of it myself.
You do, do you?
To be able to see where it was made, and the artist actually signed Guadalajara.
Oh, she,
Mexico,
that's right.
Underneath.
Yeah, there it is, Guadalajara.
Which is very, very good. And I just like the way that she has shown in her pictures even the side of the frame.
Yeah, so you get an idea of the profile of the frame itself. That's good. And yeah, the pictures are great, by the way.
Yeah.
Look at this. So you couldn't ask for a better photo of the signature. It's like it's like you're an inch away when you zoom in. It's like you're looking at it.
I can see where he lifted the pen.
Yeah.
He or she.
Yeah. So I like your photos a lot.
Okay, that's
all right. Cool. Now your description.
Well, item specifics.
Oh, really, yeah, item specifics. There isn't any.
There aren't any.
Country of manufacture, Mexico.
Yeah, I would.
Again, create them. I say artist. I'd create a value. An item specific for artist is the attribute, and I'd give it a value. The artist name can't hurt.
Okay.
There's a lot of text here. Boy, this is hard to read. So we only have 1 minute, but let me just say that I would go through and edit this. This is hard to read, especially. So I don't know why people feel that they need to be wordy when it comes to their terms of service. Payment. Payment is due within 3 days after the auction is closed. We can only accept payment through PayPal. It would be better to say payment. Don't even set the expectation about 3 days. Just say payment. PayPal. Period. Don't talk about when it's due. We know if it's an auction, it's due immediately.
So when we come back, we'll finish this listing. Then we're going to talk to Julie in Chicago.
Right. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. At Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.